Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 9 to 13. Two sins, the double sin. Now, it doesn't take long when reading through Jeremiah or preaching through Jeremiah to realize, to understand, to appreciate why this man was so much hated in his own generation and why his book is so largely ignored by believers today. This is probably one of the least well-known books, the least popular books in all Scripture. And of course, you can soon see why. This man, appointed by God, raised by God, this young man, had such a devastating ministry to such a sinful people. And of course, although he was living so many hundreds of years ago, he is still speaking. God is still speaking through this man to the churches, to us, to believers today, evangelicals, the ecclesia. Two sins. Therefore, because the leaders rebelled against me, because the prophets rejected me, because they went to Baal, because the priests did these evil things, because they brought idols into the temple, therefore, I bring charges against you again. Again, you see, this is what makes Jeremiah so unpopular. He says it once, then he says it again, and he keeps on saying it. And he keeps pouring out these charges against Judah. It's not his charges. It's not his invention. It's the word of the Lord. I bring charges against you again, declares the Lord. And I will bring charges against your children's children. Your fathers went astray. You're going astray, and your children, the coming nation, will go astray. Cross over to the coasts of Kittim and look. Send to Kedar and observe closely. What is God saying here? Go as far west as you like. Go as far east as you like. And have a look. And look at these nations and see if there has ever been anything like this. Has a nation ever changed its gods? Now we're right bang into the old covenant here. We are talking in terms of nations. But in the days of the new covenant, there is no Greek, there is no Jew, there is no barbarian, Scythian. All in Christ are one. There's no nationality now, so it's old covenant. We're not talking about Great Britain or America or France or Australia or whatever it might be. We're talking about Christ's people. And how dreadful it is, here's another example of it, that the fathers went back to the old covenant and introduced the concept of national churches, and we live with them, the Church of England, the Church of Scotland, the Church of America, whatever it might be. These great nations form churches, national churches. It's unknown in the New Testament, completely foreign to the New Testament. It's just another example of how we've gone back to the Old Covenant and the consequences of it. But what is God saying to Judah here? You've gone to other gods, you've changed your God, yet they're not gods at all. Of course, that's true of all the pagan gods. But my people, but, what a solemn word, verse 11, my people have exchanged their glory for worthless idols. What a contrast, what an exchange, what a dreadful exchange, an inglorious, appalling exchange. We have the great exchange in justification. He who knew no sin was made sin for us that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Christ bore his people's sin that they might carry and bear and receive his righteousness. That's the glorious exchange. But here is the inglorious, the appalling, the shameful exchange. My people have taken their glory, that is the Lord God, Jehovah himself. And what do they replaced him with? Replaced him, yes. What with? Worthless idols. Be appalled at this, O heavens, and shudder with great horror, declares the Lord. My people have committed two sins, a double sin here. They have forsaken me, and they have gone to their own gods. They have forsaken me, and God pictures himself as the spring, the well of life-giving water, of living water, fresh, bubbling, sparkling, cool water, lively water, healthy water, sound water, and have dug their own cisterns, their own gods, their own ways, broken cisterns, dirty cisterns that cannot hold water, stagnant, but then leaking and soaking away. In other words, useless, like an oasis. It's just sand. This is what God is saying to his people. Self-made religion, pagan, worthless idols, instead of the living God. This is what Judah had done. Israel had done it before. And captivity came. I say that God is speaking to us today. I see evangelicals going to the world, to pagan, worthless idols. Things are being introduced now into the ecclesia that a few years back people would never have dreamed that such frivolous, such foolish, such blasphemous, such pagan, such appalling things are done in the name of Christ. I see words here like charges, shudder. Be appalled at this, O heavens, and shudder with great horror, declares the Lord. Verse 12. That's what we need to do. A bit more shuddering. A bit more being appalled. The living God exchanged for the dead pagans, gods. In other words, paganism, dead, dirty, stank. Paganism replacing the glory of God. I believe God is saying it to us today. I believe we're inventing broken, useless, dead religion. Oh, it seems to be successful. Of course, Jeremiah was surrounded by all these false prophets telling the people, cheerful chappies, that all is well. But no, all was not well. This is my people, says God, and they have forsaken me, the spring of living waters, and they've gone to these idols. Would you think it? Well, you wouldn't think it. You wouldn't think it, would you? Would you have ever thought that you would read and hear and see such things in the ecclesias of Christ today? And yet we see such appalling things on every hand. Read the internet sites and see. Attend them and see. It's more like a fun fair and a fast food outlet, an entertainment hall, a shopping precinct, than the Church of the Living Christ. God has these charges against Judah. I believe he has a charge against the churches today. O leaders, awake! O believers, awake! I appeal to myself. I challenge myself. I want the word of God to challenge me. Jeremiah might not be popular. This might not be a popular discourse. But may God make that man's words and my feeble efforts on those words make it all live to the glory of his name and the good of us. And may we heed and change our ways and walk back to the old ways, the gospel ways, and glorify God for Christ's sake. Amen.